Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your market update for July 3rd, 2024. I won't be in tomorrow. It's 4th of July, but I will be posting on Friday morning. So without further ado, let's get into it. Today's topic is going to be inventory. We see a lot of people saying inventory is going up way too much, 500, 600, 700%. And prices, why? Prices and inventory. And people just can't afford these things. Well, how accurate are those statements? So is the inventory high? Yeah, in a lot of these areas, they are. But I want to know, are they historically high? The highest levels ever, because that's what you're hearing from a lot of points. But with first off, we want to talk about is the economic calendar that will be affecting rates today, and rates will be coming down. How do I know? Well, let's get over to it. These are the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. Okay. So we try to hear on this channel, as we try to do is give you an idea, mortgage programs, all this other stuff, but we focus on the economic data to help you decide if buying a house is in the cards for you in 2024. So what we monitor right now is how are interest rates doing? Where are they going? Well, we had good news today on the front of employment. So this is right here. Private payrolls grew just 150,000 in June, less than expected. If this was a normal market, we'd see this data and we'd be like, oh boy, this is bad news. But in this environment we're seeing right now, the Federal Reserve is focused in on this because they're saying if employment numbers or the unemployment numbers go up, that means less people are going to work, driving down inflation. And right now, the unemployment piece is the kind of the piece that's not connecting right now. Inflation on all the other levels are coming down. And I'm going to show you some exciting news that just popped on the wires just now to show you that manufacturing and the services sectors, everything is coming down, but the jobs reports just aren't showing huge cracks in the foundation. So let's get to the economic news that we have for today. So the headlines are right there. If we go over to Yahoo Finance, you can see continued jobless claims rise for the ninth straight week. U.S. private payrolls grow slower than expected. So all that data is coming in right now. It's helping the markets right through here. So here's the economic calendar we have for today. If you go up through here, we got the manufacturing numbers on Monday. And let's look where those are. Hold on, let me get that out of there. So the manufacturing numbers are starting to show cracks in the foundation. We're showing manufacturing PMI on Monday. Last reading was 51.3. It came in at 51.6. That's the only thing that really bucked the trends. Here, I'll show you the rest of it. Manufacturing PMI went from 48.7 to 48.5. It was actually supposed to go up a little bit. Same thing with the manufacturing prices. Prices were at 57, supposed to go to 55, went to 52. So the prices right now on the manufacturing side of the equation is doing really well. Job openings, a lot of job openings, but people aren't getting them. How do I know? Well, right down through here. So let's go down through here. ADP payroll numbers, 150,000 people were added. Less than expected, so that's not good. Initial jobless claims, 238, highest that we've seen in a while. So people are getting let go. There's job openings, but nobody's hiring them. Okay, so that's that piece of it. Then you have non-manufacturing numbers right through here. So we have the servicing PMI went from 54 to 55. The only thing, again, bucking the trend. Because if you have non-manufacturing PMI went from 53 to 48. Okay, and then we have prices went from 58 to 56. Is this helping the markets right now? You betcha. Right through here, here's what we have. The MBS markets right now are up 27. That means mortgage rates are going to come down. Let's go right over to here. I'm expecting these to go down to, I don't think we're going to shave off an eighth, but we should be about 7.05 by the end of the day there. But what's really affecting the markets right now is inventory. So let's get to an interview that there was just conducted this morning on CNBC, and let's take a deep dive into inventory numbers. But first, I want you to hear this interview, and then we'll take it from there.
Joining us now to discuss the state of housing and affordability, Andy Walden is Vice President of Enterprise Research at ICE, and Sean Donovan is CEO of Enterprise Community Partners and former HUD Secretary under President Obama. Guys, it's great to have you both here. I really appreciate your time, and a lot of people are wondering what's going on with the market right now. Andy, can you kick us off with some of the latest stats?
Yes, absolutely. So inventory up 35% year over year. We're seeing actually the most inventory we've seen nationwide in the last 4 years. So That's the good news for prospective home buyers. You're also seeing some softening of prices as interest rates, as you mentioned, have remained high, making affordability a challenge and pulling demand down. So you're seeing a little bit softer home prices. We're down to a 4.6% annual growth rate, down from a little over 6% a few months ago. So you're starting to see the housing market cool down just a little bit as we move into the hotter summer months.
Talk to me for a second about prices. You mentioned they're starting to soften, but what do you anticipate?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at what's happening on the ground here in May, that suggests a third of a percent growth seasonally adjusted in May, which would be equivalent to a 4% growth rate. So below average, but still moving in a positive direction in 90% of major markets. Now, there are some exceptions to that down in Florida, where you've seen above average growth in inventory. Seven of those nine major Florida markets are now seeing prices down month over month down there in Florida. And so there are some softer areas of the country where you're actually seeing prices ease. But nationally, it's a little bit more neutral, but still positive movement in prices.
Mr. Donovan, what would you add to that?
Well, I think those are important trends, but we should step back and remember that we're just coming through the worst housing affordability crisis we've ever seen in this country. We had 18% year-over-year increase in rents, home prices rising at levels we've never seen. So we are seeing some leveling off, but it's at a level that is well beyond what folks can afford, both on the rental side and the home ownership side. And it's really spurring people across the country to take action, to governors, mayors, people in Congress. And I think it's really important to recognize this isn't just going to turn around by itself. We have too little housing in this country, and we've got to build more. And there's lots of things we can all be doing to make sure we bring those prices down on a longer term trend.
Although I listen to Andy, I say, well, maybe we're not going to have to do too much. Quickly on that, Andy, would you interject and say, how much should we expect prices to fall? Because everyone who bought for the past 4 years is hoping this is a permanently higher plateau. Are they going to be proven wrong in that?
Drum roll.
Well, I mean, if you look at baseline forecasts for the housing market, there aren't a whole lot of projections for national price declines at this point. It's more for a neutral housing market for a couple of years to help this kind of rebalance. So no major price declines at the national level in some of those major forecasts. But as we mentioned, some of those more pandemic boom towns have certainly seen prices soften. In Austin, for example, 15% off peak. So there are going to be some markets that come down, but nationally expected to go more lateral than down.
So, Sean, if we got, say, 15 to 20% price softness, and I'm not saying national average, but in some markets, plus lower mortgage rates, how much would that solve the affordability crisis?
Well, first of all, we should remember the primary thing that's driving inflation today is housing prices. So we've got to do more on the housing front in order to bring inflation down. And I would say, while Andy's right, we're seeing some turning, we should recognize that we've been up at a level that we've never seen before in terms of the affordability crisis. Joint Center for Housing Studies just put out a report showing that on the homeownership side, especially the rental side, we've never seen these levels of unaffordability. Half of renters in the country are paying more than they can afford for rent today. And so the fundamental issue here, depending on the estimate, and people have different numbers, we're talking about 5 to 7 million units of shortage around the country, particularly at the low end of the market for lower income homeowners and renters is where the biggest burdens are. So we have to do something about that. And that's in Washington, but also in states and cities around the country.
Okay, so hopefully you noticed they talked about the inventory and everything. So now a lot of people, what you're going to see on mainstream media and YouTube, they're going to start now saying, oh, it's not a national, going to be a national crash. Now, remember, 3 years ago, it was going to be a worse than 2008, crash all over the country, then the next year, then the next year, then the next year. Now, a lot of people are starting to say, okay, there's going to be specific areas like Florida and Austin. Those are the poster children of the crashing and everything else. So let's kind of go over and look at monthly inventory. Okay, let me get my head out of the way for a second so we can take a dive into this. Okay, so here's where inventory is right now. All right, this is nationally. All right, so yes, it is up there, but is it worst ever, the highest peaks ever? Well, no, it was higher here, basically even there, it was higher there, and so forth. So a lot of the stuff that they're telling you, if you focus in on some of the data that they give you, they might go back saying, it's the worst ever, and then they'll go back to like right through here. If you see me in 2009, they don't go back to here because they don't want this data to show it's not the worst in history or the highest in history. Okay, so now let's dive into those areas that they're saying it's way, way up. And I'm not saying they're not. This is factual data. For example, Tampa, Florida, it's up 60%. So first thing you're thinking is 60%, that's a ton. Well, if you go over to it, here's where it is. Here's the historic chart going back only to 2017. That's as far as this will go, okay? So is it the worst ever? Well, no, because we were worse back here. Okay, so again, the data they'll give you is saying that it's the worst ever, and this is Tampa. This is Tampa right through here. Did I grab that right? Tampa, Florida, yes. So is it the worst ever in Tampa history? No, if you go back to 2019, we were there. Okay, if you go back prior to that, we were kind of in there, but you're coming off these low levels. Yes, it's spiking up, and it's spiking up. So yes, that is a little scary right there. But again, a lot of the data they're saying is this is the worst ever in history. Well, that's not the case there. Then we go over to, let's see, Orlando. Let's see if we pulled up Orlando here. Orlando, here's that inventory as well. Again, here's the inventory. Yes, it's a huge spike from where we were. Okay, but it's the lowest levels ever that they're showing on this chart. Okay, so we're coming off the lowest levels ever, well, based on this chart. And then you go to here. So we're right at that line. So let's go over here. We were back there in 2019. So it is not the highest peaking levels in inventory ever in history. That's what I want you guys to understand. So if it was huge, there was way too many homes on the market, yeah, houses will crash. Because you know you need buyers. But right now we're getting back to, let's say, a little bit normal numbers. Now, will the house prices in these areas go down? Probably, maybe. How much? I have no idea. And nobody has any idea. Okay, so that's the whole point here. Let's go back to the seeing what's going on with mortgage rates right now to conclude my video for today. Nice spike right through here. If you see here, if you squint, you can't see the green because I got a green screen, but the MBS market opened up here this morning, and now we're all the way up here. So what I want you guys to understand is how mortgage rates work. Okay, we follow the MBS market. This is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. The yield on this thing is the biggest piece of your mortgage rate. So here's how banks basically publish mortgage rates. They take the yield from this. They take what's called LLPAs. Those are loan level price adjustments. One easy one to make you think of is your credit score. The higher your credit score, the better the rate. That's an LLPA. So that means the lower your credit score, the higher the rate. Okay, so those are loan level price adjustments to the rate for the lenders to tolerate the risk that they're taking on. Okay, so what you need to know on here is the only thing you need to know, if the prices are going up in bonds, any bond, that means the yield or the rate is coming down. This is a pretty big move up. It just went up 35. And you're seeing this live, folks. So that's going to probably bring rates down to, heck, we might see 6.99 by the end of the day. I will be back later this afternoon for my closing bell. Let's see if we hit 6.99%. So if you like the video, please give me a thumbs up. If you have any comments of some videos you'd like me to talk about, please put that down below. I'd love to try to answer any of the questions that you guys have. If you're looking for some assistance, if it comes to buying your first house, maybe refinancing, if you're in need of a reverse mortgage. Now, a lot of you out there, you're probably not old enough to know what a reverse mortgage is or what a need is. But if your grandparents or your parents, they're struggling financially and they have a lot of equity in their house, have them reach out to us. We'd love to help. So how do you find us? Who are we? What do we do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I actually work at ServBank. I'm a loan officer. But the nice thing about working at ServBank, we're a federal bank, so I'm licensed all over the country, as well as Puerto Rico. The benefit or the kind of uniqueness about what we do, we're a federal bank, plus we're one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. So we're set up right now with just a little bit less than 40 different lenders, banks, mortgage companies that we can work with. We can offer you their programs and their rates if we can't get you done at ServBank. So thanks so much for watching, guys. We will be live today. Kyle and I, we're doing it a little bit earlier to get out of the I'm the office for the day, but I hope you can join us then. But I will be posting a closing report to let you guys know where mortgage rates ended for the day. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic day. And if you haven't yet done this, please subscribe right down over there. Appreciate it. Take care. See you soon.